Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtue of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and encouragement towards making dhikr, we explain that this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اُذْكُرُ اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا, that make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Yesterday we did a hadith where a person should continuously, or rather we did the ayat of the Quran explaining where a person should continuously make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we explained that this beauty of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that it doesn't have any shurut, it doesn't have any preconditions. In other words, if it is Fajr time, we can't read Zuhur Salah. The precondition of Fajr, it must be read in Fajr time. And then immediately after Fajr Salah, we can't read any Nafil Salat right up till the time of Ishraq. So there are preconditions as far as Salat is concerned. Hajj also, we can only do it in the time of Hajj. Person zakat, he can only give if he's eligible to give zakat. And then there's so many other requirements as far as zakat is concerned. But the beauty of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is no precondition. A person in the middle of the night wants to make dhikr, he makes dhikr. After fajr, he wants to sit and make dhikr, he's encouraged to make dhikr. A person wants to make dhikr whilst driving, he can make dhikr whilst driving. A person whilst flying wants to make dhikr, he makes dhikr. To such an extent that even a woman in haze also can make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person in janabat can make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the beauty of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person can make it in all conditions. Except as we explained, when a person is in the toilet, then he shouldn't make dhikr with the tongue. But the heart also can continuously make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the beauty of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we did in the ayat yesterday, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, that Allah ta'ala says, you remember me, I will remember you with special mercies. Special mercies, who does not want the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So therefore this chapter here is encouraging us to increase the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Let our tongue be moving, let our lips be moving. Let us be engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent that time will come when the person is making so much of dhikr that his heart also starts palpitating with the dhikr of Allah. When I say palpitate, I mean beating with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are pious people like that. Many people witnessed and met people, such people like that, that if you're sitting and it's quiet in the car or it's quiet in the room, sitting close to such pious people, you can actually hear the dhikr coming out of the heart without even seeing them moving their lips. So much of zikr and tawajjuh they make as far as the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. So today we do one hadith, one famous hadith that we normally would listen to at the time of a Bukhari khatam. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, كلمتان خفيفتان على اللسان ثقيلتان في الميزان حبيبتان إلى الرحمن سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم متفق عليه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said there are two phrases which are light on the tongue. So such a beautiful manner Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم has explained this to us, that it's so easy. In other words, it's light on the tongue, it's not difficult. Ulama explained that what is meant by light on the tongue, it means that the difficult, in Arabic you get some words that are difficult, the huruf of shidda, for example, alif, jim, dal, qaf, qa, ba, kaf, ta. Now these words or these letters, they are a little bit more difficult to pronounce. Person has to take extra time, concentration, especially if he's not proficient in it, to get these letters correct. But these words of the hadith, or these words of the dhikr that we'll do just now, and we'll translate it, they're so easy, they don't have any of these letters of shiddah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that it's light on the tongue. Ulama explained it also does not have the words of, or the letters of isti'ala, the word of kha. The word of kha, a little bit more difficult to pronounce. The letter sod is a little bit more difficult. You'll find that you got sod has to be pronounced a little bit more differently from the seen. And then you got dha. Dha also is a letter that's not very easy to pronounce. Dha. It doesn't have the letter ghain. Ta. It doesn't have the letter qaf. And it doesn't have the letter dha. These are the letters of isti'la. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in such a beautiful manner, he's just saying that these words are light on the tongue. In other words, it doesn't have all these other extra alphabets in it. It's so easy to read. Here's the beauty and the miracle of the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He summed it up in such a way, he just said it in a few words. These are words that are light on the tongue. Anyway, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say that they weighty on the scale. Don't think that they light on the tongue, these are just light words. They'll be very, very weighty on the scale. When the person will be looking for weight, so that he can get across the line, these words Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam encouraging us, read them, they are weighty on the scale. And then he goes on, Rasulullah goes on to say, Habibatali ila Rahman, that they are most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala loves these words. And what are these words? Simple. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahi al-Azim. Let us read it one time at least. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahi al-Azim. This word Subhan means, glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, Allah ta'ala is free from every type of blemish. Allah ta'ala is free from every type of fault. So a person is freeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from any type of blemish. And then he's praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying bihamdihi. And again he's saying subhanallah al-azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all majestic, all great. So what the meaning of this subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim? Glory be to Allah ta'ala and praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the all majestic. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, in Muslim Sharif, in Tirmidhi Sharif and also Ibn Majah. The ulama explain that this word hamd, when you say alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin, we say wa bihamdihi, it's actually a person is acknowledging the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is perfect in every way. And then when a person says subhanallahil azim, is also an acknowledgement of one's inability to appropriately praise and glorify him. That's why we're saying Allah ta'ala is all majestic, all great, all majestic. In other words, Allah, the way you ought to be praised, we are unable to praise you. The best we can say is that you are all majestic, you are magnificent, you are the greatest. So therefore we are saying it in these beautiful words. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in these Mubarak days. Let us not waste it in gabshap, just talking and wasting time and meeting with people. Let us try and engage more in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more in dua, making more tilawat of Quran Sharif, etc. But when you're coming back to dhikr, such an easy thing. Person doesn't have to be a hafiz of Quran also. He doesn't have to know too much to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even a new Muslim, he can make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, let us keep our tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al-mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.